our American way of life. Isn't it grand? It seems perfect. But what if it's not? Friends, your future may not be as secure as you think. Where will you be when the atomic bombs fall? You can secure your family's future by reserving a spot in a state-of-the-art underground vault from Vault-Tec. That's right, Bob. Act now, and your family can wait out the horrors of nuclear devastation. Sign up now and prepare for the future.
Welcome back, everyone, to Ladies of Leap. This is episode 112.
Yeah, get it.
Yeah, yeah. And this is the podcast where we talk all things video games. I'm Nicole.
I am Kim.
I am Stephanie.
And this week, we're going to be talking about Diablo 3 on the PS4. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of iOS games to talk about. I mean, yes. Like, I think it's a record number.
You're right.
We're all playing our iPhones and iPads lately. A State of Decay update, yes. Some news and some emails and all kinds of fun stuff. And of course, you just heard an awesome Fallout clip.
Yes.
Which is there a particular one? Is it like Fallout 3?
That was Fallout 3.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I love that game.
So I started playing it again, a new one, because I like to try different stuff. And I saw somebody who did a build with all their luck to 10.
Oh.
And the Wild West thing and some different things that make it a little bit crazier. And it's a different experience doing it that way. I mean, basically, I have no money problems because I go into the casino and I got like $30,000,
awesome.
You know.
So boom, you did this right with this on New Vegas? You put all
your
points
Vegas.
In luck?
Yeah, my luck at 10, and I went and Mick and Ralph. Ralph will sell you this naughty nighty that gives you +1 to luck. And so my luck is like.
So you went to 11.
I went to 11 on my luck.
All the way to 11.
My naughty nighty.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, but it's a different experience. And I'm not going to play the whole thing through. Yeah. I just wanted to like try it out. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, I've gotten to the point that I'm like doing the factions now. And that is probably as far as I'm going to go with it. But it was fun to try out different builds and things like that.
You know what I would like to do in Fallout New Vegas is to go back in and play through the Caesar or Kaisar line, mm-hmm. You know, go the other side. I would also like to play out the Powder Gang line, which I never got to do. I was like right there on the edge of my karma with them, and I just could never get them to like me.
Yeah, I've never played the Powder Gangers. I've done the Kaisar Caesar mm-hmm. part, but I've never done the Powder Gangers. I'm like, oh, do I? And it's one of those, you know, when we were talking about it, Nurtacular going good or, you know, good or evil, and they're supposed to be the evil guys.
They
and
are.
I just can't bring
but there is a
down.
But there is a vault that you go to and you help them and you clear things out and you get, you know, good karma from that.
At
least,
and I think,
yeah, it's weird. It's kind of,
what's
that?
I think you can get it up. I'm just not.
Do you think?
Not to that point.
And the other one was the Fellowship or something other. You know what I'm talking about?
The Brotherhood of Steel or the Fellowship of the Light People.
Not the Brotherhood. Because I'd played through the Brotherhood.
Okay.
It was the Doctor guy. Fellowship or something. I can't remember the name. I never found any of their quests. So nothing opened up for them. So.
Okay. Yeah.
That game is just so.
Dr. Amon. You get Dr. Amon.
Yeah. I got him, but I didn't. like nothing came, like I never really opened anything up with him. So I think there were certain things I needed to do and I never did them. And I was like, okay, 200 plus hours into this game, I should probably, you know, put a bow on it.
No.
Be done. I just too much. I mean, oh, hello. Somebody's, oh, it's just Mark messaging me through Gmail. all right. Well, one game that both Kim and I have been playing again, speaking of games that we like to go back to, Diablo 3 came out on PS4. And I decided to pick it up, mainly because I played it at BlizzCon last year and I absolutely loved how it played on the PS4. And I'm really glad I picked it up because I'm having a blast with it on the console. I don't know about you, Kim.
Nope, I am too. I love using the controller with Diablo. It just fits so well together, and they've integrated so well with Battle.net
mm-hmm.
that I was really impressed with the whole thing. It's very smooth. I seem very strong. It's like, oh,
oh, I know.
I don't know if I'm actually stronger, but I feel a lot stronger because I haven't died once yet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so something's wrong.
You were able to port over your characters then?
No.
Your PC playing.
No.
But you said with the Battle.net, I thought that would...
No, if you played it on PS3, you can right. save it up to the PS4 cloud. Or the Xbox. You can save it up, but you can't go PC.
Unfortunately,
that sucks.
That kind of did suck. I was kind of bummed when I read that.
I was like, yeah. Man. I was like,
but
Battle.net, right? It's yeah. Battle.net. It's data. It should be able to translate it somehow. No,
when you do connect your account, you get a present or some what do you get what do you
your shoulders I thought you got the shoulders don't you
don't
you get
know.
The shoulders those big shoulders that like flame
oh
I can't remember what they're called I've yeah. got it over there
yeah so I connected and I was like okay where's my present and nothing's there yet Toby yeah. he sent me 1,000 gold so I was like oh dude I got something nice. In my mailbox thanks Toby So, I haven't even played yet, and I got something in my mailbox.
And it does have the online co-op. You can play with other people, but I don't think you can play cross-realm. Like, you can't – or cross-platform.
Yeah, yeah. So someone on PS3 can't play with someone on PS4.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Which is kind of a bummer. I'd like
Again,
to play
another
with my
bummer.
On the PC. Yeah.
It's like, it's so great, but then it's like you start peeling away the layers, and you're like, ah, damn. Ah,
yeah,
damn.
Right?
Ah, damn. So,
but
I
love the controller. I love it. It yeah. is so awesome using the controller on PS4, on Diablo.
You could use the controller on the PC, right? So how is it different from
no,
just using
could
the controller
you?
On the PC?
No. I never.
Why wouldn't they just do that?
Put the
controller on the... Why wouldn't they just do that?
Where's the developers? I don't know.
But no, I don't think you can play.
No, I
PC
never
controller.
because everything's mapped out completely different on the console version.
Yeah.
And it's all relating to the R2. So like my hatred move is my right trigger and mm-hmm. my just standard because I picked the demon hunter, so I'm shooting arrows yep. all over the place.
All right.
Did you pick a demon hunter?
I picked the monk because my main on the PC is a demon hunter. So I picked a monk because I'd never played a
monk.
See,
I'm just the opposite. Monk was on the PC.
Cool. Well, we need to play together then.
Yeah.
It's I'm really and it is so smooth. I thought it might be a little jerky and mm-hmm. you know the loading times would be slow, but they're not.
No,
it was very quick.
Well,
so I was impressed.
And it's the kind of game that you just want to relax on a couch with.
Yes.
Like, it's perfect for the console. I'm just on the couch relaxing. Mark saw me playing. He goes, okay, I'm going to get it too.
Well, and doesn't it look great on your big TV?
It does.
I mean, I have a 27-inch monitor, so I have a big enough monitor for my computer. Mm-hmm. But to see that on my, you know, 42-inch TV looks so mm-hmm. great. I'm like, okay, this is awesome.
Now I need
this
to go.
Really awesome.
Now I need to go listen to all of the Diablo show
yes,
by
right?
Scott Johnson. Another podcast. If you're not familiar with, if you're at all interested in Diablo or getting into Diablo, go check out the Diablo show. Scott goes into detail on all the characters and all the different things. And yeah, it's a great show. So I'm back into Diablo on the PS4 and I'm loving it. So that's all I did this week. Just beat the hell out of things.
Right. Which is so much fun, isn't it? Just killing stuff like that where you're just slaughtering. Right. So much fun.
Yeah. Well, Stephanie, how about you? What have you been playing besides State of Decay?
Yeah, besides State of Decay, which I was playing. I've been dipping my toe back into Warcraft, leveling my monk.
Oh, cool.
So what I'm trying to do before the expansion comes out is I want to get my monk up to 60 so that I can use that, my auto perk to 90 on the monk. The key, of course, is once you get to 60, it doesn't matter what level your professions are. Right. They will max out.
Yep.
So that's what I really, really want to do.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, just get, because I don't need to.
What are your professions? What are your two professions that you're going to max out?
This one would be skinning and leatherworking. It's the only one I don't have.
Of course, of course, of course.
And how many of the potions and elixirs?
I had three of those each.
Three each.
And that was you got to go back to Burning Crusade when there were specializations in the alchemy. Mm-hmm. So, one was transmutation and one was potions and one was elixirs. So I had one of each. I had to have maxes out of each. And then there was the tailoring. There were specializations for each one of those. So I had three tailors.
Oh my
each
goodness.
One was specialized. So, yeah. It's just a hangover from that.
That's awesome, though.
But it's kind of sad how quickly you level, because I am actually wearing heirloom gear on my monk, too. Mm-hmm. I hit level 44. I was still holding a level 13 weapon.
Oh, yeah. Monks are, like, so overpowered.
Stupid.
Yeah.
But no, I'm just saying, like, I wasn't get any rewards that I could use.
That you could actually use.
Yeah, like, because I was trying to do these quests, and I was leveling out of the area so quickly that I wasn't getting anything. I was getting XP, but not actual gear I could use, which is really disappointing. And oh my god, the auction house is so overbloated with low-level gear. Like, a level 26 pair of gloves will set you back about 350 gold. It's outrageous.
Oh, wow.
Just outrageous. So
yeah, but people, I mean, there's so many people out there that have millions and millions of gold. You know,
me.
So ask Asheo. He's got millions and
does
millions.
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
Tell him to send me a freaking chopper motorcycle. I've been wanting one of those for a really long time.
Right?
I'll make you one.
Oh, will you? Christmas is coming up.
I will have him send me the money so I can make you one.
So that's cool that you're back in a while. I popped in and I was... I'm trying to just finish out all the areas in Pandaria because I started doing that and then life happens and I was like, I just want to finish all the little areas and find all the quests. And because I did that back in Lich King, so Northrend.
Right.
So I did all of those areas and I just really enjoyed the questing and all of that. So,
yep.
It's fun. I love it.
It was funny. The first time through Pandaria, I did all the questing. And one of the quest lines involves the Jade Temple. And when you follow the quest, the Jade Monument that's outside actually gets destroyed. And it made me so sad that I deliberately didn't do that on any of my other characters. So all of my other characters, it's still there. I refuse to do that quest line because I hated how that it made me so sad. I skipped it. I was like, no, I refuse to do it. So it totally isn't necessary for that horrible storyline to play itself out.
Yeah. Well, so besides WoW, you've also been, what's going on with State of Decay? Your main guy?
Right. So I was playing Breakdown, which is where it gets progressively harder. And my main character, the one that I started with and I've carried through all these different levels, was tragically torn apart piece by piece.
Were you upset?
I was very upset. I sat there like my mouth open like, no, because I tried so hard to keep him alive. But Breakdown 6 level is so rough for me because I don't have enough influence to take another person with me, so I'm pretty much soloing the whole time, and I happened to get caught where it was just a mad rush of zombies came at me, and then a feral who's like kind of like an animal can leap and jump on you, and he's the one who tore me apart. As soon as he got me, I was like, oh my God.
And so then he's dead forever? It's a permadeath?
Yes. I feel like I should console you.
I know. And then when you, it just kind of, the game switches to one of your other characters who's clearly not dead. And then you have to go pick up his belongings, which is like another set. I was like, no.
Wow.
So on this level, when it's so rough, I'm find myself playing much tighter where I don't go out and try and rescue people. I used to do that. Like somebody needed help, I would go out and help them. Psst, I don't do that anymore because it's not worth it. I expend so many supplies and I put myself in danger to help them, and I don't get anything out of it. Screw you.
I did that. I did it for you.
I'm about keeping my people alive, not you. So sorry.
Screw you.
I ain't helping you. You help yourself.
So
usually they can't.
So we've talked about the website istthereanydeal.com on this program before, and I just kind of quickly wanted to see if State of Decay was on sale. And unfortunately, it's not.
It was just on sale.
It was just on sale.
Yeah. It was 66% off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
yeah, it's back up to
keep your
19.
Eye on it, because I mean, it's so much fun. I have a blast playing it.
You know what I love about this website? It will tell you the lowest recorded price of the game. So the lowest recorded price of State of Decay is $4.99.
Yes, that's when I picked it up.
Awesome.
And $5.
And they
Steam sell?
They track Steam and Green Man Gaming on both of these. So if you are looking for a PC game, always go to istthereanydeal.com before you buy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
This site is just bananas on what they track. It's, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of that app.
From the Apple Store.
What was it called?
App Shopper.
That's right. And that also does the same. It does exactly what this does, but all from the app perspective.
And what's nice too about App Shopper is you can set up alerts. You know, you can add games that you're interested in or apps that you're interested in, and when they drop, when the price drops, it'll email you and say, "Woohoo, come get your game." So, App Shopper is really cool.
We haven't talked about App Shopper or Is There Any Deal in a while. So, if we have any new listeners out there, there you go. Save some money on your
because
games.
I added to my App Shopper the other two games that were made by the people who made 80 Days.
Interactive
game.
That's a good idea.
So they made another game, another series called Sorcery. So Sorcery and Sorcery 2. And they're the same choose your own adventure type. So I want them to go on sale.
You're like, I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
Right now they're $4.99, so I'll wait for them to drop.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of iPad games and iOS games, let's just move into our iPhone games, because that's all we're playing right now.
Yeah. The bulk of all we're playing.
So I only have one that I've really been playing. I mean, I've been playing all my standard ones, you know, stupid Family Guy, and Simpsons just had an update. I'm resisting opening up Simpsons. I'm just...
Curse them for being so addictive. Holy smokes.
I'm just afraid to open it. Because it's like a... What is it? A Viking or something
They mixed in Clash of Clans. Although they're calling it Clash of Clones. So I can attack your town. I can destroy your... I can send my... They're called nerds.
Oh, no. I don't want to open
nerds. I collect elixir, I build my castle, I can build catapults, the castle walls.
Damn it!
I know!
Oh my God!
When they attack my town, I can go defend my building before they destroy it, and I get elixir.
Fine,
I send my dudes out. Yeah, I know, it's so...
Dang it, dang it!
Curse them!
I'm playing...
Seriously.
Because I'm playing a lot of Clash of Clans type games right now, so the one I've been playing for a while is This Means War, and we have a final score guild that we've maxed out, and it's just a fun little kind of, you know, send your guys out. You can, there's a campaign. Well, I need to check for sure, but a new game just came out called Star Wars Commander, and I swear it's made by the exact same people that This Means, because it's like a clone of This Means War, like the style and everything, except it's in Star Wars, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm I'm loving it. So nice.
And if you're,
it's completely free. So if you're a fan of Clash of Clans or This Means War, check out the Star Wars Commander. It's free to download. I'm not sure. I think it just came out this week. So, yeah. And that's what I've been playing on my iPhone or my iPad. Nice.
So can you join a clan type thing with that?
Yes. So you can only have 30 members. So with This Means War, you can have 50 members in your alliance. With one of the big differences with Star Wars is you have to choose sides. So you So I picked Rebel. Course
Rebel or Alliance.
I'm a rebel. and then once you get to it, like with This Means War, you had to be level 4 in order to either make or join an alliance. So I'm guessing I haven't gotten to the right level yet to create. I'm not sure even what they're going to call them, but you can have like 30 people in that nice. Within the Star Wars Commander as well.
Commander is going along. They made that to kind of promote the cartoon coming out, right?
Probably. I mean, there's a lot of Star Wars stuff going on right now. Right. I'm not sure why they did it. I'm sure it's just
all about keeping it fresh in your mind.
Yeah, Star Wars. I mean, is
before
there
the next movie?
Is
comes
there a
out.
New? There is a new cartoon, didn't you? Because they killed Clone Wars because Mark was watching that, and then they rebooted it basically into something else. So I'm not sure when that's going. I haven't really been paying attention to it.
I haven't either, but I think it's a franchise. It's just part of their franchise that they, wanted to, again, keep Star Wars fresh in your mind and that kind of thing.
It's really fun. You should check it out. I mean, of course, there's like an in-app purchase model where you can buy, I think, coins and different stuff to speed up the production of your upgrades of your little fort thingy. and then you send your guys out and it's cool and it's all in the Star Wars world. So
nice.
It's a really fun game. Steph, you've been playing a Disney property as well. a couple of Disney properties.
Well,
we talked about we talked about Free Fall last week, right?
No.
I thought we did.
No, that was that free game that I played.
There was Spellfall. What's with all these fall games?
It's Free Fall.
So we had Firefall and Spellfall.
Spellfire, wasn't it?
No, you played Spellfall. Stephanie played Firefall. And now this week you're playing Freefall. Oh my god.
I know. It's like Mad Libs. They're just like, oh, what? I need something in the word of beginning of fall. Okay, let's go. But so it started with, I was looking for a new time management game, right? Because I love those. And I found Disney's Kitchen Scramble. Because I love cooking time management stuff. Not necessarily the ones where you have to seat people, because I hate those. Where it's all color management. Yeah. I don't like that. But this is all just cooking. Like, making waffles and cooking eggs and stuff like that while people are waiting. Okay, so I dig that. And it gives you a whole bunch of content for free. It is free, and I dig that. The only thing is, of course, the in-app purchases want you to upgrade your equipment, whatever. You don't need to do that. But the only downfall is you can only play for a certain amount of time before you have to wait for the quote-unquote energy to regenerate. Mm. It's like the currency that it uses to do a match, essentially. So that's the only downfall, but I don't mind because it's not like I'm going to sit and play for 2 hours.
I was going to say, I kind of like, you know, that because it's like, okay, I need to walk away.
Yeah, now I can stop and then
play it a little too long. My app is punishing me.
what's cool is it starts out in towns, right? So you're in like a food truck going from town to town. And in the first town, it's normal. That's cool. But I'm in the second town called Waffle Town.
Oh, yummy.
Waffle Town, and it's all time based. So I have to make a certain amount of money in a certain amount of time to get 3 stars and move on to the next little spot on the map. And I dig that they are changing it up in the town. So yeah, it's a cool game.
That's awesome.
But then, of course, because it's free, there are advertisements. But these are all Disney advertisements.
Yeah.
And what were they advertising? Freefall, which is the other Disney game that I picked up. It is Candy Crush. It is Bejeweled. but they spin it with Frozen, the movie Frozen, graphics and characters. And it's very entertaining. I like it, and it's free, obviously. So, yeah, I'm playing that, too.
That's awesome. Very cool. Well, speaking of free games, we're in the Frog Pants chat room, and a good friend of the show, Neff, just sent me a tweet and said, hey, I'm cleaning up my Steam inventory. Does anybody want any of these games? So I just retweeted it on my Twitter account, Nicole Spag. So if you're listening to this on Alpha Geek and you're in the mood to try out some new games, Neff is offering up some free games. So you'll have to contact him directly. Or if you're in the chat room, you can talk to him as well. He just listed the games. So free games, people. Hey, Woo! Go Neff. Thanks. Dude, I have so many games. I can't keep up. He actually gifted me Castle of Illusion, which I forgot to mention, because I've been playing that with Mateo. It's Mickey Mouse. Speaking of Disney, what's going on with Disney?
See?
So it's Castle of Illusion and Mickey Mouse. It's a puzzle-based game, and it's a reboot, or it's based off of an older game, Sega game, and they've redone it completely for newer consoles and PCs. So I've been playing that a lot. Neff sent that to me because I had it on my wish list, because I've been looking for more kind of kid friendly games. You know, may not want to play Diablo 3 in front of my 2-year old. I mean, I guess I could.
He's getting to that age that he's very impressionable.
Yeah, he is. Man, he repeats everything too. So. Yeah, I'll keep him, I'll just keep him a little innocent for a while.
Oh, sure.
Eventually we'll play Diablo together. So,
well, when I went and bought Diablo for the PS4, the guy actually carded
me. Oh, that's right.
No way.
You're like,
yes. I'm like,
thank you.
Dude, are you kidding me? I was really just like, he's like, I guess they don't want, kids buying it. I'm like, dude, I am so way over 18, right? Not tell this, because normally if you buy beer or something, they just go and put in some random birthday. But the guy actually made me take out my license and show him, and I was like, okay.
You're like, what's your angle? Why are you doing this?
Exactly.
Right? I'm trusting you.
I think of everybody who's got an angle.
Oh, that's funny. And Kim, what have you been playing on your iPad?
So I've got this new game called Rules, and it's kind of a brain exercising game that you have to remember patterns. Mm-hmm. And so you start out and you have to go down in descending order. So you have a little palette, and it has little cute monsters and whales and foxes and robots and numbers and colors. So like the first level will say, tap the numbers in descending order. So you go starting at 10 and go down to 1. Mm-hmm. And then the next screen will say, tap all the green ones. So you tap all the green ones. Then it says, now do the next thing. And you have to remember that you have to tap the numbers in descending order. So you do that. Then you go to number 3. And number 3 may be tap all the robots. So you tap all the robots. And it says, do the previous one. So you have to remember the previous one was green ones. And then that says, do the previous one. You have to remember that was tap them in descending order. And so it really makes you think, okay, what was next? What was next? And it's very quick because it's timed. So... And, then your goal is just to get as many points as you can going up. And it's a very cute game. It's hard, but it's satisfying. So when you get, each time you get that next level, you're just like, yes, I am awesome, and that kind of stuff. Okay. And plus, it's a brain exercising game.
Yes.
And I actually paid $1.99 for it. So it's a fun game. I'm enjoying it. It's one you can pick up real quick and go. I can't play it for a long period of time because it hurts my brain. My brain starts wearing out.
It's going to be their advertising. It will hurt your brain.
That's right. I think so. It is definitely a brain exercising game. Definitely. Nice. So, but if you like those kind of games, this is a really good one. It's very soothing on the eyes. It's cute. It's got some good music, so it's a nice little game. I liked it.
That's neat. And then Steph, you have two more iOS games for us.
Correct.
Both free. Man, it's like free city here.
That's right.
So you're cheap, man.
I know. Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
I'm going to need all these free games after I bought Diablo 3 for the second time.
I know, right? Holy crap.
Can't believe I spent that much money.
Yeah, I saw that. What was it? $59?
Oh my God.
Man. Yeah, and if I get the collector's edition of Warcraft, which I probably will, because it has a pet and a mount, why would I not?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's $90. So this game was the free app of the day, and it's still free right now in the store, so I'm hoping it'll last for a while. But this is called Third Eye Crime.
Third Eye Blind.
Yeah, like Third Eye Blind. So it is, the theme is noir, like you're a thief, and you're, it's a top-down maze game where you are trying to make it from one side of the screen to the other side, meanwhile picking up loot and avoiding the guards. So the guards have a cone of alertness, and when you cross that, they will come chase you, and you have to make your way through the maze and avoid them and get out the other end. So it starts out very simple, and then it becomes much, much more difficult. And you'll trip alarms, and they have guards that are much quicker that will come after you. So it's a different type of puzzle game. And there was one similar with a cat and a mouse before.
Oh, I know. I remember.
But I totally remember it. But it's the same premise.
Gotcha.
My only problem with this game is the Esther game will not save.
What?
I've started this game like three times. I keep progressing twice. And it won't save my game. I keep starting from the beginning every stinking time.
That's why it's free.
I don't know at what point do I hit the trigger where it actually saves my game, or does it never save my game and I constantly have to start from the beginning, which would make me crazy. So maybe I just would play it
could
more.
Could be like an old school game, you know?
But
that's how they used to be.
I bet you know, there's just a bug.
Get somewhere. Yeah. You get to some point, right? I can't just keep.
Are you sure you're logged in to like Game Center?
Oh yeah, because it says welcome back, and I keep every time it says that I keep. Oh, this time it will remember where I stopped. No,
weird. Well, speaking of iPhone or iPad games, did I gave both of you a challenge last time to play the Nax expansion?
Oh,
on Hearthstone.
Play more Hearthstone, but
did
I did not play the next 16.
Dang, you need to. The Frostworm layer just quarter just opened.
But that's a paid one, right?
Yeah. But it's worth it. It's totally worth it.
I'm going to play it this week. Okay, so next, we'll be traveling. I'll have time to play it. I will play it. I promise.
It actually works really good on airplane Wi-Fi.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Good. Well, because it's not that
exactly.
That heavy.
Yeah.
Right.
So. I couldn't play my big fish games on airplane Wi-Fi, but I could play
that's weird.
Hearthstone on it. Yeah. You would think. Big Fish has this weird kind of model for the free games where they don't let you play offline. So if you upgrade $2.99 or whatever, then you can play it offline.
But even after you bought it, because you said you outright bought the games,
the one I was playing was the free. I had the free version. So I did pay for one, and that I could play offline.
Right.
But I've already finished it. So I'm done with it. So, but it's good. It's important to know with your big fish games.
I was going to say, I noticed that they have another Dark Fable title.
The Dark Parables.
Yeah. Dark Parables. It was something about a frog prince. So I downloaded that to try that.
Neat.
Oh, but
I need to download that one because I really enjoyed the Cinderella story. So
yeah.
And then what else you're playing? Well, it's not a game; it's a spoken word poem.
Right. So I wanted to tell everybody this is not a game, but it is a free app, and it's called To This Day, and it is an animated rendering of a telling the spoken word poem by this guy named Shane Coisen, that's his nut. Mm-hmm. Shane Coisen. And if you've never heard it before, it is so powerful. And I can't make it through without crying. It just brings me to tears. Because it talks about the damage of childhood name calling. Mm. And and it's really inspirational about how you find the strength within you to make it through and survive and come out the other side a stronger person. And I really encourage people to listen to it.
It gets great reviews.
It's fantastic. When you hear the strength and power in his voice and the pain, obviously, because, you know, we've all had really rough moments in our childhood. Yeah. And he talks about, you know, that thing about sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, that's not true. Those wounds last through adulthood.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's really important not to just treat people nicely and, you know, don't be a jerk.
I'm reading the description.
I don't think I could listen to this right now. Yeah. You know, there's times that you're crying at everything. You know, you see a speck of dust on your desk and you're like, oh, why is that speck of dust there? So yeah, I can't listen to this.
It's based on a powerful anti-bullying themed spoken word poem written and performed. So the writer and... Oh, that's awesome. So it's free. You can download it now.
It's absolutely free. And I will read one of my favorite sections, which is the inspirational part. Let me get to it right here. Oh, here we go. He says, if you can't see anything beautiful about yourself, get a better mirror. Look a little closer. Stare a little longer. Because there's something inside you that made you keep trying despite everyone who told you to quit. You built a cast around your broken heart and signed it yourself. You signed it. They were wrong. Oh, and then it just keeps going on. Yeah. So
no, stop.
It's like really, really, it's beautiful. So powerful.
That's nice. I think I'm going to have to wait a little while to read it.
Yeah.
Just you reading it gave me I had like a chill that went down my arm.
Exactly. I'm
like,
I did too.
Oh, right, it's so good.
To This Day is the name of that app. All right. Well, let's move on to some internet news. For those of you that are following along with The Walking Dead Season 2, the final chapter, No Going Back, is going to be available starting August 26th for the PC and Mac, August 27th for Xbox Live and PS3 and Vita, and then August 28th as an in-app purchase on iOS. So there's a trailer out there. Stephanie warns, don't watch it.
It's going to
spoil everything for you.
Yes. So the big thing that I've been seeing a lot is, you know, your Clementine.
Yes.
Your Clementine.
Oh, have you seen all the tweets?
Yeah. And that's like so emotional. And I'm not even playing the game. And I keep thinking to myself, oh my God, it is your Clementine. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's like your shepherd. You know, my shepherd is my shepherd. Mm-hmm. It's like your Clementine. You created this person.
Right.
You know? That's so strong that a game can make you feel that way.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the trailer, I mean, I watched it, so obviously, but if you haven't been keeping up, like you guys haven't been keeping up with season two, don't, because it starts out in season one recapping what happened, how her story started, and obviously her meeting Lee, and then how the story has progressed in season two. I mean, it hits every single major point that has happened in the game. So don't watch it if you don't want to get spoiled. Mm-hmm. But it really brings home the fact that we've watched this character grow from a little girl to someone struggling to survive and come to terms with all the horrible things that she's been seeing and doing. And this last chapter is going to be so rough because there's a situation that needs to be addressed, and I don't know how it's going to get resolved. And I really, really hope I don't have to make this horrendous choice, but I feel it coming.
Yeah.
And I really hope I don't have to do it.
I'm like getting emotional just thinking about it. I still I can't play this game yet. I know I can't play this game yet.
I mean, I was a mess at the end of season one. That was so, I mean, I was just bawling. And I don't really want to have that happen again in season two because, yeah, but I know it will. I know it'll be.
We're going to need to give Stephanie some virtual hugs, people.
Yes, very much.
We need our Clementine to survive.
Well, we got a tweet that was sent to us by Brian Ganger. I believe that's how you say your last name, Brian. And he said, hey, have you seen this? In case you missed it, look at this awesome proposal. And it is a BioShock proposal. Have you seen this?
No. This is the sweetest, sweetest thing in the world.
Yeah. Would you kindly marry me, it says. Aww. And it's new beginnings. He has a Xbox 360 case, and it's all designed with them on the back, and it's so cute.
It's adorable.
And then you open up the game case, and it says, "Would you kindly marry me?"
Nice.
It's so
sweet. Oh my god.
It's adorable.
This is like our crying episode.
What the hell? Oh. This is like, you know, emotional ladies elite.
Last week it was After Dark.
He has their pictures on the case.
Yeah, on the back. Yeah, it is sweet.
How cool is that? That is just, that's so sweet that he put so much effort into it. And they're like, you know, gaming couple. It's so cute.
Yeah, it's very cute.
So adorable.
We also have a little bit of game news. So if you're a fan of the Oddworld game series, yeah, they're new and tasty is going to be. Is it out yet?
So they're releasing it on multiple platforms. It's only out for the PS4 right now.
Oh, okay.
But the other platforms are coming, and it is crossplay for the PS3, PS4, and Vita. So if you buy it for that, it plays across all of them.
Ooh, yes. So that is very tempting.
Yeah. Oddworld, exactly. New and tasty.
Nice. Yeah, I like that.
Because it looks so good, and it's essentially a remastering of the original game, mm-hmm. which I always loved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, I can't wait for this to come out. Love it.
Usually when I, there's been a number of documentaries on video games, mm-hmm. and I always hear Oddworld brought up, and how, I remember a story someone was telling how the developer, or maybe it was the writer, either way, someone involved in Oddworld was retelling a story about a guy that was suicidal, and he said this game saved his life, like the story of it and the impact of it and the meaning of it. And I thought that was just really kind of powerful, that a game, I mean that was what, PS1 days, the PlayStation days when it first came out. Hello.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
PS1.
I was sitting here thinking. Did you not see me thinking?
So I just thought I need to, because I never got a chance. I played a little bit of it, but it was much, much later.
Yeah,
and it was probably too. Just like a download version of it. So I would be really interested in playing this.
It was one of those first games that did not have a weapon.
Right.
You didn't kill anything.
Right.
He didn't have a weapon. One of his methods of getting around was sneaking, obviously, but he could like chant and take over people.
Exactly. Yeah.
So he was very much the pacifist, and he was just trying to save his people from being assimilated, as it were,
being
into
tasty
food. Into food.
Yeah.
And I remember very clearly in the first game, they had five stations. Like there was like a subway station, and they had five doors with the intention of making five stories, and they only got to two before. I know.
That's
it was
a shame.
Sad.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to see it coming back, and I hope it picks up and everyone shows us some love, because it's seriously one of my favorite games.
I have to check it out and see how the remastered game looks.
There's trailers out there, so go ahead and check it out, and you're going to like it.
Cool. Also, if you're into Infamous Second Son, the first DLC is going to be coming out, called First Light, on August 26th, so right around the corner. You played that entire game through, Steph.
Yes.
And are you going to play the DLC?
Yes, I'm very much interested in this.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to, one, have played the first one, and you don't even need the first one installed.
So it's standalone.
It is a standalone.
Nice.
And you can download it straight from the store. You know, you don't even need the physical disc. I think they're debating whether they're even going to release it on a physical disc.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you just download it straight from the store, and it is the story of Fetch, the girl who had the neon light power that I personally loved. And it's her story of her backstory with her brother and her being captured and held prisoner in that camp for all the conduits.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. More infamous Second Son.
That's right.
There you go.
First Light.
And then, so we got a bunch of emails and we got a few tweets. So Sarah had sent us, actually, Sarah sent us an email that said, maybe now all the Dulge?
Was that? Deluge.
Deluge.
of that word.
Words are hard for me sometimes. Deluge of crap aimed at teenage boys will start to shift. And it's a study that came out that said female adults basically now outweigh teenage boys as the largest gaming demographic. Go ladies!
But, you know, I think there's got to be a mind shift before that happens. Yeah, so now the physical shift has happened. Now the mind shift needs to happen, as well as we need to get more women involved in making games.
Yeah.
Right. So those are the next things that need to happen. So we're slowly taking over the world.
Did you play that female developed? It was an all female developer game on iOS called Revolution 60. Did you play that?
Mm-mm. No,
it's a really fun iOS game developed completely by women, and it's about four women. And it's kind of sci-fi, and the first chapter's free, so it's a multi chapter game. So you can play the first chapter and see if you like the mechanics, if you like the story, and it's a really cool female developed and produced game.
That is very cool.
One of the changes I'd like to see is people actually identifying themselves, women identifying themselves as gamers.
Yeah.
Because seriously, despite the fact that you see so many women playing games, and maybe they're all iOS games, I don't really care. But if you ask them, are you a gamer? Do you play games? They'll say no.
No,
because there's this stigma.
Because they think all gamers are teenage boys.
Exactly. That is not cool. It's not, you know, it's not mature to play games. But seriously, it's the biggest entertainment industry in the world, video games. Come on. They have higher revenue than movies.
Yeah.
Why would you not want to be part of this industry?
It's funny.
Embrace it.
Yeah. Like, when I meet a new friend and I mention that I'm a gamer, it's a weird kind of thing that happens in that in those early stages. And I'm part of a meetup group, and it's a parent group. And so they had guys' night, and it sounded so much fun. It was like board games and video games, and I'm like, why can't I go? I don't want to go sit with these women and drink wine.
So, last weekend I was at a friend's house, and we were going to play a dice game because that's like the most that most of these ladies, that's the most gaming they can do, which is kind of sad. And I want to introduce them to more.
You want to introduce them to Cards Against Humanity?
Oh my God, I do. But this group could not handle that. Oh my God. But I'm sitting there, and there's this new lady, and she's like, "And how do you know my friend Lori?" And I'm like, "Oh, we met because I sold her a computer, and I do this podcast." And she's like, "Oh, so you're a nerd." She goes,
"I hate when they try to use it.
Sociable." Like, it was, I'm like, I wanted to slap this woman. I'm like, seriously, you're surprised that I'm sociable and I'm a nerd?
But here's the thing. I think some people like that don't know what else to say. So they default on the stereotypes because it's easy. So... I mean,
and that could be, definitely. But
I don't know what else to say.
I was like, "Oh my God, you're so right." I'm going to go sit in the corner now, okay?
like for my mom, who has an iPad and will game like morning till night. If you went to her and said, "Are you a gamer? Do you play games?" She said, "No." It's by default they say no, even though that's exactly how you spend your time playing games. Don't run away from it. Help us change this image. Yeah. Come on.
Help us change the acronym LOL, known for Ladies of Leet versus League of Legends.
Yes, exactly, right? Yes. I always hate that I see LOL and I'm like, no, it's not League of Legends. No, it's not.
But when I find another woman who games, it's like she's my instant sister.
Oh yeah.
Like I just want to talk to you and I want to hang out with you and share all this stuff, and I just want more people to you know, join us.
Like, if I found a gaming mom, a gaming nerdy mom, right? Like, in my development, oh, I mean, it would just be done. I'm like, okay, see you, yeah. Mark. Have fun, Mark. See you later. Yeah. We're going to go play some games. Let the kids play.
We're going to chill out. We're going to go. You guys do what you want to do.
We also got an email from Dominic. He says, greetings and salutations, ladies. I've been a fan of your show since early days, and I've always looked forward to hearing the next episode immediately after I finished the last one. You've given me countless hours of entertainment and kept me sane during long hours of working over the years. So for all your hard work and putting the show together, thank you very much. I received a few games donated to you from your generous listeners. I think that makes sense. Then again, it's almost 6 a.m. and I haven't slept yet. And now I've gotten a few of my own to return the favor. Unfortunately, I've never bought anything from Humble Bundle before, and I made the mistake of purchasing 3 games altogether. So it looks like one person is going to be able to claim Murdered Soul Suspect, Tomb Raider Game of the Year Edition, and Sleeping Dogs. That is,
those are awesome games.
Somebody's going to get really, really lucky.
Awesome. Awesome games.
Feel free to give it away however you like. I can't wait to hear what games you'll review next. So he gave me the link. Also, I have an email, or Don, a.k.a. Didi, picked up the Humble Bundle and had a number of games to give away as well. So we have a code for Just Cause, Just Cause 2, and Hitman Absolution. So we have
those are, yeah. So we have a lot awesome of great games.
So
great games.
four winners for these games. How would you like to give these away, ladies? Should we let's give away the ones from Don in the chat room. So chat room, if you would like Just Cause or Just Cause 2 or Hitman, send me a private message in the Frog Pants chat room. I'm Nicole Spag, and let me know which one of these you would like, and I will give them to you. I will give you the code. Nice. Now for this big bundle, we're going to make you work a little bit harder.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You need to write a 4-page essay. Right?
I'm trying to think of game management, because we got Dragon Con coming up, and I'm like, I don't really want to manage a game here. I'll post something. I'll put a Ravelcopter.
I have some games too. We can.
Oh, perfect. We'll just awesome. We haven't given away games in a while, so we'll put something together so we can make this fair. We'll put it in the show notes as well as tweet it out on our Twitter account at ladieselite.com/ladieselite, as well as our Facebook page, facebook.com/ladieselite. So if you haven't liked us or followed us, you need to be, because that's where that stuff's going to go out. Mm-hmm. So Dominic, Don, thank you so much for donating those games.
You.
Yeah. We also have an email from Felicia. Kim, would you like to read this one?
I will read this one.
Since your cursor's over it, I thought it would be.
Yes. Hey, ladies. Such a wonderful, refreshing show. I discovered it through Nerd Parents. As cheesy as it sounds, Nicole has been very inspiring to me.
Aww.
And I admire the waves she makes as she takes less typical topics such as techie parenting and female game experiences and completely dives in. For years, I was under the impression that I was odd to be both a girl and a gamer. Now, of course, it's pretty much common knowledge there is a unisex audience, but when one doesn't feel a lot of understanding in their community, it can feel very lonely. I appreciate all the work and passion you three put into your research, best research ever, and I have bought games like Dishonored and Wolf Among Us because of you, and I may even attempt Borderlands after all the praise it gets, even though I was sure I wasn't interested for years. I love the LOL. And, you know, I feel exactly the same way. First, that Nicole is super inspiring, because she is. And that,
I'm just going to blush and start crying.
Yay. I know. We'll have a cry fest here. Seriously. But, I mean, I feel the same way. When you don't have outside of my gaming community, I feel totally alone. Seriously. Yes. Yeah. When it comes to geeky stuff. Yeah.
And that's the great thing about the internet now. I mean, you can have this very specific interest and actually find a community around it. And it's really nice. So thanks for if you're listening to this and you've been listening to us for a while, thanks for hanging out with us for so long. And if you're new, yeah, it's good to have you on board.
And you are not alone.
No, never.
Yeah, we're always here.
Yeah. We're never going away.
We're just like you. We love all the same games you love.
We're going to eventually have to rename our podcast Granny Lee's. Right.
Well, in like 4 weeks, you will.
We got another email from Mark. Stephanie, would you like to read this one?
Yes, this is Mark Veazey, and he says, take a look at Lone Wolf, a great blend of text and choose your own adventure and action, plus it's free. Just wanted to give you a heads up. I'm having a ton of fun with it. Love the show, ladies. And yes, I had talked about this show before, Lone Wolf.
Yeah, it's been a couple months, right?
Yes.
I seem to vaguely remember it.
Right. So when it first was released, I talked about that. It was a little difficult. Like, it started out pretty easy, and then the learning curve went way up. And then the publishers said, well, we're going to release an update where you can make it more story-driven rather than combat-driven. Yeah, so it has really made it that much better. So awesome. Please do check out Lone Wolf. It's very cool.
Very cool. And then we have an email from our good friend Blue Crucial, Ian. He said, you guys might have seen this already, but I thought these were cool. Someone painted their jeans to look like they were out of Borderlands.
Oh, I know.
That is so
They are so talented.
Yeah, they're ridiculous. Yeah. I would buy those in a second.
Right? Through the whole suit.
He says, what other types of video game gear would you want to see in real life for fashion purposes like these, not for utility or cosplay? I honestly am like just inches away of picking up a Fallout like Vault 101 jumpsuit, like a track right? suit, because they're selling that over on Bethesda.com. Mm-hmm. So they have like it's sweatpants and a jacket, and it has 101 on the back. I'm like, and then they have the shoes, and I had everything in my cart, and I was getting ready to hit
buy,
and I was like, I can't spend this money. I just can't.
Oh.
So I almost did it though. Yeah. Is there anything that you would love to see?
I have on several occasions almost purchased the rabbit mask from BioShock.
Oh.
That New Year's Eve kind of half splicer mask. I've almost purchased that several times, but I've stopped myself. But yeah.
There's a lot of those kind of things that I'm like, oh, I want it. And there's a lot of on Etsy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Tons of awesome stuff up there that people make. And I'm just like drooling, you know, yeah. I'm like, oh,
you know, it's not video game related, but I love the Hunger Games Katniss cowl. Like, it's a scarf that Ooh. She wears. Somebody's recreated that she wears in the movie. And mm-hmm. I love it so much. It's so
nice.
Different.
Very cool.
Looks really neat. Yeah. Etsy is a great place. I'll go on. Not that this is, you know, it's their video game t-shirts basically on Society 6.
Yeah, I love Society 6.
And check out all the different custom made kind of Borderlands and Fallout kind of t-shirts that they have. So there's some good ones in there. There's some duds, but there's some good ones in there too. So thank you so much for letting us know about those awesome jeans. I wish I could buy them.
I think that the link included their tutorial where they, or they at least describe how to do it.
I'm too lazy to make them. I can't make those. You know, this would be a classic example of the Pinterest. Here's the Pinterest item, right? And I nailed it. Not.
Yeah. Step one, have talent. Exactly. Step two, follow these instructions. Oh, I missed out on step one.
Yeah.
Step one.
I think those before, you know, comparison pictures are just awesome.
Yeah, those are great.
Some of my favorites make me laugh. All right. So thank you so much, everyone, for sending in emails. We love to get emails from you.
Yes.
And of course, if you would like to contact us, there's a lot of different ways. And Stephanie's going to tell you how to do that.
That's right. Well, There is the Facebook page that Nicole mentioned earlier. It is obviously facebook.com/ladiesofleet. And there is the Ladies of Leet website, ladiesofleet.com. And our email address, ladiesofleet@gmail.com. And of course, we are all on Twitter, which you should be doing, following to get these cool games. There is the Ladies of Leet Twitter account. And each of us has our own. Nicole is Nicole Spag. Kim is Just Kim Molly, JustKimolly. And myself, XIAXIAN1.
Awesome. And then just a quick congratulations to Tondragosa, who asked for Just Cause 2. So he's a proud owner of Just Cause 2. That is a huge game. That is a massive open world. There was
destruction. It's destruction.
Yeah,
it's
a lot of fun. There,
if you're curious about how big that world is, there's an image floating around how they put like Fallout or they put like different game open maps. World maps on them, and Just Cause 2 was like the biggest. It was maybe there's been a game since then that's kind of gone beyond it, but yeah, I remember seeing that going, whoa, that's a lot of ground to get across. So I still have Just Cause and Hitman Absolution. So again, if you're in the chat room, just send me a private message. If no one claims them, then I'm going to put them up on Twitter, on Lazy Leet. Nice. So that's how they're going to go.
Nice.
All right. So thanks to Doghouse Systems for sponsoring this episode. If you use the code LADIES, you get double the memory on your order. And is that back to school sale still going?
It's still going until the end of the month.
Till the end of the month. You still got time to check out those awesome laptops with all kinds of cool bonuses and everything like that. And if you have any questions, you can always get a hold of Kim at Just Kim Molly. Or you run the Doghouse Systems Twitter too, don't you?
Yep, I do. And next month, just wait until you see what we have coming next month. It is, I'll just say.
You gotta tease me like that,
right?
Extreme.
Ooh.
Yes.
Is that with an X?
It is with an X.
Because that's the only way. I think that's going to be changed officially.
Extreme.
In Webster's Dictionary.
Co-sponsored by Mountain Dew.
And of course, if you're interested in any Ladies of Leet t-shirts, head on over to /loot.com and check out all of our cool designs. Not only Ladies of Leet t-shirts, but almost all the shows in Frog Pants are in there as well. So we love having our shirts over there. So /loot.com. And that does it for our show. So Steph, Kim, thanks for hanging out.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
It's been fun. And see you at Dragon Con next week.
Oh, that's right. Dragon Con.
Yay.
Bring your fan.
All right. It's hot in Atlanta.
Yeah. We'll see you in hopefully a week. I'm not sure how we're going to record next week because we're going to be working on Friday.
Yeah, probably not.
So we'll figure something out. You'll hear from us soon. How about that? Yes. All right.
Yes.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. Wait, ending clip.
Oh, damn it. I always forget. All right. Here you go.
It's more Fallout.
Welcome to the Vault-Tec Guide to Post-Nuclear Intimacy. As a survivor of the nuclear holocaust, you, yes you, will be responsible for the continuation of the human race. But how will nuclear war change how we live and love? With your help, we can repopulate the Earth with happy, healthy people. We hope you enjoyed our presentation. And coming soon, the Vault-Tec Guide to Post-Apocalyptic Parenthood.
About this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.